This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Philip Kopczynski. You should listen to my podcast. It's called Phil Cops One-Offs, Small Town News, and interesting stories from interesting people, and then animal sexual behaviors. Did you know that a kangaroo will make two different types of milk? Did you know that a spider will break his dick off in a lady spider vagina? Did you know that a pig orgasm lasts for 30 full minutes? Did you know that a dolphin will bite an eel in half just to masturbate with its corpse? You can learn all that if you listen to Phil Cops One-Offs every Tuesday. You can find it on Spotify, iTunes, Google, the internet, dude, everywhere. If you connect to the cloud, if you talk to space with your phone, you can find my podcast. But you can also go to my website, Philip Cop Comedy. Please do it.
Is this just a situation where you're going to cut a bunch of our blurbs out of context?
No, because then there would be blisters in awkward places, which would be terrible.
Oh, here we go. That is the nerdiest thing I've ever seen.
Listen to The Nerd with Adam, Will, and Amanda.
Why did I get top billing? I don't deserve top billing.
Because out of the two of us, you're the one she likes better.
Aw, man. I mean, yeah.
I'm 8 months pregnant. Put another one in me.
And that's when she figured out that I had taken drugs.
How are all of you? We're going to do a promo, but we're just going to talk sex.
I got to see your dick.
Aw, man. I mean, yeah.
She cooked dinner for me in lingerie, which hopefully she doesn't listen to this, because I don't know if I'm supposed to say that.
This podcast phenomenon is sweeping the nation, and we're all up on the bandwagon with the plethora of episodes at nerd.pantspending.com.
Willem Dafoe gives me a lady boner.
Blue Chew is bullshit, by the way.
Listen to The Nerd. It's not the worst thing that can happen to you. Is that a good no? It takes effort to do a promo.
Yeah.
And I think we knew that before.
Although I feel like we could just put that part in.
Yeah.
That along with the nerdy thing Adam said and me with the sexy voice. There you go. There's your promo, Will. Congratulations.
The Nerd. I'm sorry.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
I'm gonna fuck Mr. Fantastic's sister.
Get ready for the Social Hour.
Live from Deese World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, comedian Devin Christian with Sophie Tomey on the news, and now your host, heading to North Idaho this weekend for some stand-up shows, he just hopes he comes back, Deese Casillas.
Malib Keen, everyone, welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. Thank you for joining us again. With me, as always, Sophie Tomey. Sophie, how you doing? As her beer cracks, that's how you know she's
feeling
here.
Feeling freaking-tastic.
Jeremy again this evening. No fault of his this time. This is a scheduling issue on my end, why he is not here. Last 2 weeks, definitely his fault. This week, my fault. So I'll take the blame. But we'll be back next week with, well, actually in 2 weeks with everyone, because next week I'm out of town. But anyway, in studio we have comedian, actor, friend Devin Christian. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Good. AKA Motherfucker Jones. If you want to get as up in the microphone as we can so we can hear.
Yo,
there we go. Yeah,
Jones.
We gotta hear that smooth ass voice. Let's do that. Thank you for coming, buddy. We wanted to get him on the show for a while, so here he is. We're gonna talk about all kinds of stuff with him. Real quickly, guys, before we go any further, as usual, get the business out of the way. Go to pantspendingguy.com to check out all the shows on the network. I heard that Bumbling Sanity has returned to the network, so we're going to get new episodes of that. And as always, go to Patreon.com/pantspending. You can do a one-time donation or subscribe. Get all kinds of behind-the-scenes special content from the network. I think what we're going to do, or what I'm going to do, is I'm going to start putting the drinking debate up as a show. We've recorded and put it out as a podcast, but I think I'm going to start putting it out just for the patrons. So if you subscribe to Pants Pending, you will get the drinking debate as bonus content for free every month. How's that sound? That's a deal, right?
Hell yeah.
That's a hell of a deal,
amazing.
Man. Yeah. So there you go. I think that's going to be the new plan because it's kind of technically less work for me, and I like that. guys, we're a little shorter show tonight, so we are going to get right into it. Devin is here. We're going to talk to him about everything he's been doing. He's been doing comedy more recently, but originally an actor, thespian.
Yeah.
Now, you're not originally from Spokane. You're from Tacoma, right?
Yeah.
How long have you been in Spokane?
This is the 5th year.
5 years?
In September will be 5 years.
How do you like it here?
I actually like it in Spokane.
Yeah?
On the east side of the mountains, or east side of the state.
A little different from Tacoma.
Yeah, most definitely. We get all four seasons over here.
Oh, man, we haven't even hit summer yet. It's the middle of July. I was telling someone today, it's the middle of July. We haven't even seen 90 degrees yet.
Right?
It's bullshit.
No, it's usually like way fucking hotter.
Yeah. By the time it feels like, oh, it'll be hot in like 2 weeks, I go, yeah, we'll also have fires and it'll be smoky. So you can't even go outside once that hits. It's bullshit.
That's a plus this summer that we haven't had too many fires. And
not yet, but man, once it hits. So how long have you been doing comedy for? What was the first time you went up?
I believe the first time I went up was in November of 2018, I believe.
Okay, so not a whole long ago.
Not too long.
8 months ago. Was it at the comedy club first time
yes,
you went up?
Yes.
What was the drive? Why?
I wanted to get back into the swing of my entertaining things, and just decided to get up on stage and just try and get the entertainment juices flowing.
Yeah. Because you were an actor, right? You did acting.
Yeah. I'm originally an actor. Yeah.
So what was it, just in high school, or did you go beyond that with the...
So I did. I was a lead in about 3 plays in high school. And then after that, I went on a few auditions, some big auditions like Disney Channel, Nickelodeon, and a bunch of other stuff or whatever. And I was a part of the ensemble on a play at Eastern as well.
Okay.
So that was the last thing I did. I did a couple films in high school too.
Yeah. Now, how come you didn't get, have you thought about getting back into like acting in that form here also?
Yeah. Maybe less of the, like the plays, but I want to get on the screens more.
Yeah. Well, we were talking before the mics heated up. We want to get Devin in on a sketch. Sophie and I were filming something earlier today. I was looking at the footage. It turned out great. You guys will see that soon. I'm gonna get Devin in on the next thing we do. Once we write another script, we'll get you in there. We were trying to do stuff regularly. Like, I want to crank stuff out every couple weeks. I want to have something new. So
yeah, that's how I like to do. I like to keep it fresh.
Yeah, man. There's so much. There's in. It's like you can. It's not that it takes some time, but the hardest thing is coordinating people together,
exactly.
Like getting people's schedules.
Exactly.
So how was it moving from the acting stage to the comedy stage? Did you feel like, you kind of have that benefit of having no fear on stage, or assume that's a big thing.
That was probably a big plus for me. Like even the first time I went up, I wasn't nervous at all.
Yeah.
Just because I've already been on stage and had other eyes and spotlight on me before, so it wasn't nerve-wracking or anything like that. Very comfortable.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing I think that is tough for newer comics, is getting over the idea of being on stage or any type of stage fright. And if you get, once you get past that, there's like a weird plateau you can hit. So you kind of got to move past like circumvent that that obstacle and then just kind of start navigating the comedy part. How have you felt being relatively new in comedy, like working on it?
Well, that even though I wasn't nervous the first time I went up, that first set was shit. Like, that was terrible. My material is it's definitely more advanced now. I just try to keep it fresh and try to make sure that it's, I don't know, pleasable to the crowd.
Yeah.
And less like filler words and stupid body movement on stage. I've gotten way better at that.
Yeah. It's really, you got to figure out your stage presence. Once you get those things down, like I said, there's these little obstacles that I think some comics take them a long time to get over. And once you get like comfy on stage and can just focus on what you're saying, you can really, really get better faster.
Yeah, right now I'm working on cussing less in between jokes.
I'm working on cussing more. More. I found that like I'm finding more and more my style is like yelling and swearing more. When I get hyped up is when the crowd gets into it. So, you know, you just got to find your style, what works for you, you know?
Yeah. I've been trying to be like less aggressive too.
Yeah.
I already used the stage name Motherfucker Jones. So, like, people think I'm going to come out and just be like super ignorant and stuff like that. So, I've been trying to like tone that down a bit. Stereotypical angry black man.
You should like figure out like a British accent.
Oh no, British accent like, is my favorite one to do.
Yeah, man. And like just talk about like genuses and phylums and
I don't even know what the fuck those are.
It's part of the animal kingdom. It's just talk about like smart shit and people like, God damn, look at this guy here. He's really but still go by Motherfucker Jones.
Watch
So, I mean, is comedy something you want to do, or are you more, would you rather do the acting if you had a choice?
I'd much rather do the acting. But like I said, I did this, like, get back into the swing of things. I'm not looking to be like super fantastic or super big in comedy, but I do want to keep progressing and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most definitely.
What do you think the biggest obstacle has been for you personally in comedy?
Writer's block.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes, like, when I want to write, obviously I get stuck. I'll have, like, an original idea, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to write about this now. You know, I'll start, and I'll just get stuck for a while.
What's your process? Do you sit and try to physically write? Yeah. Or, like, you're like, all right, I'm going to take this time, and I'm going to write.
So, like, usually if I find something, like, super funny or I say something, I always like try to jot it down on my phone, keep it and come back to it later. Or I'll just sit down and be like, oh, I'm going to write some jokes today. Or if I'm like in a time crunch, like I'm about to go on stage, I'll just write it all out right then and there. Usually some things help me flow.
Yeah.
You know, some substances help the flow a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Benadryl.
And melatonin.
Yeah, you know, some maca tea, you know, those things. Yeah.
Chamomile tea.
Chamomile, that's the good one. Just keep you chill while you do it. I don't know. I kind of envy people who can sit and write. I can't sit and write comedy. Like my comedy comes to me. I mean, I will sit and write it down after I think it eventually, but like usually I'm driving or in the shower most of the time. And I yell a lot when I'm at home. I just yell, or if I'm in the car, I just like rant to myself.
I do that too.
Yeah. When I get stuck on something, then if I say it a couple times and it seems funny, and if I can find a couple tags to it, I'm like, all right, I should I'll write that down, or I'll yell it into my phone. Then I'll transcribe it later and kind of start working on it.
Yeah. Sometimes I try that, and then I go to like write down like, oh, I have this really great idea, this really great joke. And I'll go to like play off of it, and it'll just be like terrible.
Yeah, I mean, there's things I've had ideas or rants, and then I go to try to translate them to stage. Or like you said, when I start writing them down, and it's when you write them down and you're supposed to like, all right, well, this is where the jokes are. And then I'm like, I don't know if that's,
and I don't read,
I don't know if that's where the joke is.
Either, so that's probably,
yeah.
I don't know why. I don't read out loud.
No?
It's a problem.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because then when I go like on stage and try to like go off of it, definitely doesn't come out the same way.
No, yeah, it doesn't work. That's why sometimes you just kind of got to flow with it and go, yeah. Like, get if you get a little organic and just,
oh, yeah.
If
you can. You know my style.
Yeah. I've seen it.
All my material is based off of real life interactions.
What do you think is your, what's your favorite joke that you've come up with so far that you still tell?
My favorite joke that I still tell? That's a hard one. What's my favorite joke that I still tell? There's one joke that the crowd really liked. I said, if you know what a black woman's home looks like, it looks like they rented out an office space in the middle of the jungle.
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
I remember that one because I told you I like that. Because my friend's mom as a kid was just like, you said something about a bunch of plants.
Yep.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
That, it's very true. It's very true is why it was funny. That's rough for people who are in who may be in Spokane where there's not as many black people.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I do have another one that the crowd liked. I always say, I'm not getting old. I'm not getting old. I'm just getting older. Like, getting old shit is for white people. They like that one too.
Just get older.
Yes.
Yeah. The you still stay young though.
I'm fucking sorry.
Well, you just played Who Fest. How'd that feel?
Oh man, we didn't do as well as I wanted to.
No,
but it was okay.
Yeah,
it was alright. I wasn't too sore or anything afterwards.
All right, that's good, man. God, last year I played on two teams and had shows every single night.
Mistake.
I was wrecked.
You lost me at two teams.
Dude, it was fucking brutal. It was great. I want to do it again, though. I think I liked it. I like to beat myself out, though. I like to play ball. I don't get to play enough. So if I can get, like, some competitive games in, I'll just go ham for a weekend and then just pay for it for a couple of days after.
Well, it's worth it when you play basketball.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like running for no reason.
All right. So we have a game we play with all our first-time guests. It's called The Rundown. It's a series of questions we ask. They're kind of in random order. It's individually, they don't say much, but as a whole, they say a lot about someone. So, you know, we're just going to ask you some random questions and see what comes out, all right?
Bring them on, Deez.
All right. The first question. If you could travel anywhere in the world, anywhere you wanted to, all expenses paid, but you had to travel with the person you hate the most in life, who would that person be and where would you go?
That's a good one. Probably be one of my sisters.
Do you want to say which one?
Nah. And would definitely be Barcelona, Spain.
Spain, huh?
Yes.
Why Spain?
It's so beautiful over there.
Have you been there?
Yes, I have.
Oh, damn. I actually really want to go to Spain.
Yeah.
Spain's one of my places on my bucket list for sure.
It's so beautiful.
Why? What's so great about it?
Everything. The air.
The ladies.
The women.
Ooh.
The food.
Yeah. Yeah, man, you got me.
The beer.
Yeah. So you're going with your sister you don't like, but keep in mind you're going to a place you love. Are you going to let her ruin it?
Oh, of course not.
Now she ruins the place you love.
Oh, of course I wouldn't let her ruin my good time.
You just still have a good time.
Yeah.
You just take her to make it, let her watch you have a great time.
Yeah, I'll just follow with the circumstances. Or just leave her at the airport. Like, all right, see you later.
Technically, we're here together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I brought you here. They didn't say I had to stay with your ass.
Loophole. what is your go-to karaoke song?
Boulevard of Broken Dreams by Green Day.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a...
You didn't expect that, huh?
No, I did not. I didn't even know that song. But we're going to... let's see. Boulevard of Broken Dreams by Green Day, huh? I'm trying to remember this. Is this the one I walked
the
broker?
Yep.
Okay, I didn't know that was called. I don't. This is your go-to song, huh? All right.
I walk a lonely road, the only
I can see it. I can see it.
Never know. Don't know where it goes.
So I haven't karaoke'd in a while. I need to karaoke soon.
What'd you do at Monterey?
Yeah, man, that's a good spot. I got to do, mine's Careless Whisper. That's my go-to karaoke. So.
Careless Whisper.
Little George Michael, man. The crowd loves it. Get that sexy saxophone. Saxophone doesn't get used enough anymore. That's a sexy-ass instrument, man.
It is, you're right.
Yeah. Because you break out a sax, like, if someone sees a saxophone, you're like, fucking nerds. And then you hear someone playing a saxophone, you're like, oh,
then
shit.
Then you become the sexiest person
in
the room.
Yeah, like, god damn.
It's like, oh my god. That handkerchief.
Yeah. all right.
You don't remember this song?
I remember it. Yeah, I just.
Sophie, you like this song?
Yeah, this is a good song. Yeah, it's been probably since like late middle school that I.
Most definitely, yeah.
What is a guilty pleasure song of yours? Like a song where if you're
The Weeknd by SZA.
The Weeknd?
Yeah.
By who?
By SZA. SZA. He didn't even have to finish your sentence. He said guilty pleasure.
SZA, The Weeknd. So is this a song, though, that, like, if you roll up to a bus stop, you'd roll up the window so people can't hear you listen to it?
Oh.
Is it that kind of, like, guilty pleasure song, like, a song, like, where you don't want other people to hear you? He, like, you're embarrassed, but you love it.
No, I would probably let him hear, but it'd be weird because it's, like, super girly. But I don't think I'd roll up the windows and just make it awkward for them.
All right.
I like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big switch on you, huh?
All right. I've been listening to a lot of New Edition recently. And this is like my number one song I've been listening to a lot of recently. Little old school New Edition. Ooh. Little Cool It Now. My favorite thing to do is like jam out. And I'd like listen to it on my headphones. I hit the Lime scooter and cruise around downtown Spokane. Yeah. It's all nice out. You're like,
music is great. It helps me so much.
Oh, fuck, man. This was the shit back in the day. New
Hell
edition.
Yeah. I haven't stopped dancing since you put it on.
Yeah. All right. What is the worst Christmas and or birthday gift you've ever received?
What did he get me? That's a good one. I wish I still had my memory. That would be worst Christmas or birthday gift. I think like a shitty pair of headphones.
A shitty pair of headphones? Yeah. Like
oh, no. A box of cookies.
Actually, you got a box of cookies?
Yeah.
What kind of cookies?
Some Girl Scout cookies. The ones that I didn't like.
Oh, shit. Oh, it's all about the tag-alongs when it comes
to
that.
Yeah, that's what they were. I think they were the tag-alongs.
No, tag-alongs?
Maybe. I think so.
Oh, man. You got, as long as they're trefoils, those are the ones.
I'm not sure if I didn't like them or not. I definitely didn't eat them, though. And that was just this past Christmas. I was pretty pissed at my sister for giving me that.
Oh, your sister? Was it the sister you don't like?
No, not the same one. Not the same sister.
Sis, no wonder she gave me shitty-ass cookies. What's your best pickup line?
How you doing?
That's
it. Nah. That's
awesome.
I don't know. I don't really use pickup lines.
Just holler. Just be like, what's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, let me holler at you. Man. Holler, holler, holler. Holler, holler, holler.
That's all it takes. If you had a time machine and could visit one time in history, when would you go and why?
Probably the 80s.
The 80s?
Yeah.
All right. What would you want to see? What's in the 80s?
I just feel like it was a dope-ass time.
Like back like when, before AIDS? Like pre-AIDS 80s. Like, this is great.
Like, probably like mid-80s.
All right.
Or something. I don't know, fly clothes.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
fly parties and stuff.
80s were a time, man.
Yes, they were. I wasn't there.
I was there for most of them. Let's see. If you had to pick two celebrities to be your parents, who would they be and why?
Ooh, that's a good one. I've never thought of that. That's a weird-ass question. let's see. Probably go with Dwayne The Rock Johnson for the dad.
All right.
And maybe for the woman, have to be like a strong woman. Let's go with Taraji P. Henson.
Who's that? I don't know if anyone knows.
You know, the chick, the main chick on Empire.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. I can feel that.
Cookie from Empire.
Yeah.
I'm having so many brain farts right now. What's
a sexy name to you? What's sexy girl's name? What's a sexy girl's name for you?
Selena.
So that's a good one. That's a good one. Mine are fucking simple. Like the name Madison is really sexy.
That's a good name.
Madison and Haley. I think because Haley's trashy.
Haleys are usually pretty hot though.
Yeah, they're like trashy hot. But they're like they just came out of a trailer park, but I'm like, God damn.
Daisy Dukes every day.
I know your stepdad's been taking a swing at that. Let me take a hit.
after my cousin Jim.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Yeesh, Sophie says. Sophie, do you have a name that you like? Like a guy named Todd? Have I asked this before?
I think you have, and I don't think
I think you said like
pleased
Kevin
anybody.
Or something.
No, like, I wouldn't say like Kevin.
You said like Kurt.
Wow. No, I didn't.
I'll accept Kevin.
Yeah.
That's really close to my name.
Kevin sounds like a guy that's responsible and has like a good credit score. He drives like a Volvo.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, I would.
Like a Volvo wagon.
Kevin's like the name. Yeah. No, not Kevin.
Devin? Devin, maybe?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
She likes Devin.
Dude, I don't know.
Devin's a sexy guy name.
I don't know. I'm not.
That's a weird question, okay. Right?
Yeah, it's hard.
You just don't think about like,
I wish
hot
I would
guy
have had
names
more time.
In your spare time.
That's my list. I don't have like criteria. Like they need to be nice. I'm like, they just have to have one of these names.
They just have to have a name.
Like a strong, good name.
Yeah. It does have to be like a strong
like Jonah.
Name.
Ooh,
Jonah.
All right.
Jonah.
Yeah, that's a biblical name.
I don't
name.
Find that sexy.
Yeah, that wasn't very sexy. It's a strong name.
Yeah.
all right. What about Eduardo?
Ooh. Yeah.
No, that's
that
not
Latin flair.
Enrique.
Better.
Right.
Warmer.
All right.
Ricky Martin.
Not sure you like Sophie's type. all right. If you could get rid of one state. Any state of our 50 states, which one would it be and why?
One state. I don't know. Probably one of the ones that suck and don't do anything for anyone.
Like Wyoming or
yeah,
like South
like
Dakota.
Like Wyoming,
you're like,
yeah.
What are you doing? You're just a rectangle in the middle of our country.
They've got Yellowstone.
Wyoming has one. Yeah. Yeah, but
well, what else are they good for?
Move it into Montana. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, Wyoming doesn't have much. South Dakota, there you go. That's shit, right?
Maine?
Yeah.
Does anybody ever talk about
Maine?
Maine
is the most underrated state.
It's probably dope.
It's gorgeous, and everybody there is super nice.
Are they?
Yeah. Florida. Fuck Florida.
Yeah.
No, Florida's tight.
You got Miami. Yeah, Cubans. Cuban girls are hot.
Yes, they are.
Puerto Ricans. Cuban food is great. Yeah, that whole thing.
Yes, I love Puerto Ricans. I love Puerto Rican women.
Let's see. What is the most dangerous animal that you think you could take in a fight?
Shit. probably like a baboon or some shit.
A baboon? You think you take a baboon?
Orangutan or
Man,
something?
You're.
I mean, like I try to keep it pretty low on the scale of dangerous animals.
Those things are tough.
That's
man.
What I'm saying. Like anything higher than that, I'd definitely get beat up.
Yeah, I feel like that would.
Thrashed.
I don't even know if I'd try that.
Well, I don't even know why you think of that.
Someone told me they thought they could take a wolf, and I'm like, I don't
what?
Know.
Yeah.
Are
Who
you
was
serious?
That?
It was Chris Army.
Oh,
he said
yeah.
He could
oh my God. Oh, my God.
He said he could take
Chris
a wolf.
Army
I'm like, no
and
way.
A wolf?
I'm like, I think I could take a lot of dogs, but a wolf, that's a different.
I tried to name one of the smallest monkeys, and
yeah.
He decided,
he's like,
to go, a
wolf.
Decided to go with a wolf.
Yeah.
There's wolves bigger than Chris.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. With teeth and claws. And stuff. More dangerous. All right. If you had to pick any celebrity to be president, who would it be?
That one black activist, Jesse something.
Jesse Jackson?
No, not that guy. No.
Like, he's tried a lot. He didn't make it.
No, he's a light-skinned brother. Has, like, blue eyes. He's on Grey's Anatomy for a while. I should probably look him up.
Jesse
something.
Grey's Anatomy. Sophie, you're a girl. Do you know Grey's
Anatomy? Let me just type in black guys on Grey's Anatomy and see if I can find something.
Grey's Anatomy.
Or I just go to Grey's Anatomy's cast.
Yeah, it's got to be. I mean, how many black guys are on Grey's Anatomy?
A good amount, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good for them.
Right?
Jesse Williams?
Jesse, yeah.
All right. What's Jesse Williams do?
I don't know, activist stuff.
He's best known for his
role. Very inspirational, influential.
Okay.
Got a really positive message.
Okay, yeah. All right, yeah. He's got all kinds of. Yeah, so he seems like a good guy.
Yeah.
All right, I like it. Jesse Williams for president. Can't be worse. It's got to be better than what we have now.
I'm not really into politics too much. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's depressing anyway. All right, now this is the part where we turn around and we let the guest ask us each a question.
Okay.
We have to answer honestly as we can get away with, we think.
Okay, so do I go first?
Yeah, you ask us, you can ask us a question.
Okay, let's see. Deese.
Yeah.
What is the wildest thing you've ever done in a public place?
Oh, let me think about statutes of limitations. the wildest thing I've ever done in public. Like where people have seen me?
Well, where people are around.
Man.
Well, it was possible that they could have seen you.
All right. Without talking about breaking too many laws, we'll just say, I don't even know where to go. Like,
there's
I've definitely had sex in public a lot.
Nice.
Yeah.
I haven't done that yet.
Really?
I don't think.
You gotta get more adventurous.
Yeah.
Something about a thrill of.
Yeah, I've had sex in public a lot.
But like in public.
Yeah.
Like motherfuckers walking past you and shit. Like porta potty.
No. It was daylight. In an alley behind a bar in downtown Coeur d'Alene.
All right, I mean, I'll accept that.
That was one of the times
I'll
I can think of.
That.
Man, yeah, I don't want to incriminate myself on other
things.
Yeah,
no, definitely not.
But yeah, we'll go with that. That's pretty wild. I've done that. Sophie, what about you? Are you, is that the same question for Sophie?
Let's see. Let me think of something good. What's your biggest fear?
Like, superficially, I guess my biggest fear is heights. My biggest fear, like, my heart's biggest fear, I think is never, like, amounting to anything.
Damn. Gotta get deep. That's a good one. All right. Sophie, you're going to amount to a lot. You're already a great comic and funny, and
yeah, and you're hot. So
yeah, look at you. You got a million things going for
you.
All right, Sophie, you ready to get into some news?
Let's get into.
All right, let's get cue up.
This just in.
Yeah, got the
breaking news.
And now the Social Hour news with Sophie Tomey.
Did you see the news this week? Yeah, neither did I. It's definitely not because we were drinking and getting high. All the stuff on TV is the same shit, but on a different day. So I found some interesting stories to talk about today. Accuracy not guaranteed, little disclaimer. Guaranteed is news with a little Sophie flavor. So here's the Social Hour news. Without further ado, let's get into all the cool stories that I've gathered just for you.
All right. Sophie, what do you got?
Okay, got a lot.
Got a lot.
I'll say three. You pick one.
You pick one.
Fuck.
I want to. I want you to decide, and I'll just yell about it.
Okay.
What it would this this?
Okay, 23-year-old becomes world's youngest grandfather.
Holy shit!
Oh my god.
23.
Why guy?
20 fucking three. Yeah.
How many?
His
Not
name
that matters.
Connolly.
Connolly. Connolly.
No, Tommy.
Donnie
Tom. Tommy.
Tommy Connolly.
Tommy. That's a tongue twister.
Tommy.
Say it three times fast.
Yeah, Tommy Connolly.
Tommy Connolly. Tommy Connolly.
That sounds like the guy who was like the quarterback of the varsity team in like 1958.
He sounds like the newest serial killer.
Why is he wearing a bow tie?
He looks like he's trying not to cry.
Wait.
He looks like the newest serial killer.
So if he, how do you, mathematically, how old is this kid? What's it gonna say? He's 23.
Yeah.
So what if he has a kid when he's
probably like 13 or
then like
yeah.
then his kid has a kid when he's 10.
Oh shit! This is fucked up.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm saying.
I'm good at math. This is my making my brain.
Like,
well, we have to find out like what time he had like at what age he had the first kid, and then it would be
yeah,
it would be easier for us.
That's the difference. Well, even if you split the difference.
Oh,
each of them were 11 and a half or something when they had a kid.
Yeah, it would have to be that early.
That's
wild.
I mean, what? Maybe he was 14 and his kid was 8, or he was 8, something like that. But either way, it's
no,
fucking.
No, it had to be like around like 11.
Yeah, it has to
or
be
12.
That's super way
see,
too young.
See, he has a kid at 12.
So, they're just talking about his life. They're not really talking about how this happened or
is it hold on, I have a question. Is this actually is it genetic kids or is this like he adopted someone who had a kid? Is this like some weird clickbait type of weird, like they spin it a different way to be like, oh, it's
that's what it's looking like.
Yeah, that is
so he's not actually, he didn't have a kid who had a kid, maybe. Is that?
I haven't seen any pictures of any children, so.
Yeah, it's just like all his fucking, so his, something about his cousin.
Oh, boy. That's.
that says it all.
Yeah, actually.
Where are they located?
Is this in Australia?
Yep.
Australia.
Oh, see, okay. He adopted, what happened is the 23-year-old adopts his pregnant homeless 17-year-old cousin to give her a chance at a better life.
Oh, okay.
I found a little news.
That makes
yeah.
more sense.
So he's not. So okay, little different. So it's still weird. And also, like, do you have to adopt your cousin to give him a better life? Like, can't you just have him move in with you?
Hey, yeah,
love,
yeah.
Love makes you do crazy things.
Like, you just be like, hey, cousin, you're homeless and 17 and pregnant. Just stay, you know,
yeah.
Flop on my couch for the next 6 months. Not, I'm adopting
That's
you.
That's not the way they do it down under, dude.
Apparently. Yeah, it sounds like you're doing it more ways than down under. Shit. Yeah, it just seems like that seems like a weird and thousands of pounds have been raised. Ah, they fuck you and your pounds. I want dollars. This is America. I don't care if you're in another country. I want it in my currency. I need to understand. All right. That seems weird. Yeah, just like, dude, just let people stay on. Like I've one of my buddies a couple years ago, I let him stay at my house and I lent him like $1,500. I didn't need to adopt him to do that. I just let
like,
him.
Do you have the papers?
You
yeah.
Should've.
Yeah.
You go to City Hall and get the papers today. God damn it, David.
No, I'm coming. He's my guy and he's my man now. He's my son. Like, he's older than
you. I don't care
you.
If he's 38.
Yeah. This math doesn't work out. Whatever.
I'm your legal guardian.
Don't you? Didn't you? And you are under my roof, my home.
You follow my roof.
That seems like it. Yeah, only in Australia they do shit fucking at back asswards there. The toilet goes a different direction.
I bet it's better there than
shit.
Here. I'd much yeah. rather live there than here.
Yeah, probably. Everything's trying to kill you in Australia, though.
You think so?
Dude, I saw this video of this like crazy. It's like a not like a spider, but it looks like a big
oh
spider.
the camel spider,
something like that, and it was eating a possum. It killed a possum. That's
Damn.
How big their spiders are over there.
Yeah.
It was killed and ate a possum. Like, yeah, that's fun. That's nature I don't want to fuck with.
And I'm arachnophobic, so we should get off this spider topic.
You don't want to be in Australia then. They, like, every spider there is deadly as fuck.
Yeah, I fucking hate bugs.
All right, Sophie, let's what else? Let's pick a different one. Let's
okay.
One. What do you got?
Naked woman claiming to be the devil invades home and attacks family. I thought that was weird because usually other people decide whether you're the devil or not, but she just like leaned into it.
Yeah, I don't think she's the one that gets to choose that.
Yeah. It was the Lewis family's first night in their new home when they were accosted by a naked intruder with black eyes and the strength of four grown men.
So she'd done PCP.
Yeah. Naked woman broke into the family's home on South Twilight Lane, claimed to be the devil and attacked them. The harrowing encounter ended in 39 warning shots. I think if you have to shoot 39 warning shots.
Yeah. I think you get two.
And then.
Wait. Back that up for a second. What the fuck did you just say?
That the dad fired 39 warning shots.
Yeah,
so
maybe
he
just
reloaded the clip several
times. Yeah, he's like, hold on.
You need a clip. Hold on, 1 second. I got two more mags.
Like, yeah, that's like that. Well, if he's got 16 in the clip, see, that's two clips. Mm-hmm. So he unloads. So 39.
Yeah.
Oh, even if that's
like two clips and a half.
You just think that's two clips and one in the chamber. That's. He so he'll put one extra
10
bullet.
Buck says he tried to shoot her and missed, and he's like, they were just warning shots, and that's why the lady still fucking attacked the whole family.
All these bullets,
yeah. Well, when people are high on PCP, that is like when my buddy, buddy of mine was in the military, he was in the Marines. He's considerably older than I am. He's probably like 50s now. But so he was in the Marines like the 70s and stuff. He goes, they used to give us these things, these little yellow pills. And they were like an amphetamine. They didn't really know what they were. These little yellow pills. He goes, it make you feel like thunderbolts are coming out of your goddamn dick. You'd feel so good. Like the energy they give you. And it was just some sort of synthesized amphetamine the military used to give their soldiers, right? And they should give him PCP because PCP makes people, A, insane, impervious to pain, and super strong for some reason, dude. Like, they go fucking nuts. And a little harder to control, not as good at taking directions. But you just give a bunch of people PCP and throw them in the Middle East, they will kill the shit out of some fucking Al-Qaeda, man. Eventually, they're going to make it. Like, they're going to figure it out. They may fuck a camel first, but it's all right. You fucking, you know, you got to break a few camel humps to make a ISIS.
It was hump day.
Yeah. So... where was this at?
This was... fuck, man. Chesterfield, Virginia.
Chesterfield? That doesn't seem like the realm of Virginia.
Well, that's where those crazy people had that big, like...
rally.
Yeah, like...
Oh, man, there's
so
a lot of rallies.
So there's crazies there. So her eyes were black, but her demeanor was disturbingly gleeful. The stranger laughed sinisterly, refused to leave, and was far stronger than anticipated.
Yeah, that's like PCP or like
that
someone.
Sounds like she was possessed.
That too, man. Was her eyes black? Like her? They mean like her eyeballs, or was like she had been like punched in the eye?
I think they mean
like
her eyeballs.
Her whole, like yeah, like her
yeah.
Eyes,
that's what I was thinking, because that's what like when people get those like black eyes like that, you're like. Man, some of the crazy, you've seen those videos of people on like what they call like flaca or whatever and shit like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I like to get fucked up occasionally, but I also want to like
enjoy the,
yeah, like, and have some high, management of where I'm at,
some,
you know,
recollection, some sort of control,
not just be like this out of control monster. They've got this shit that they in like Brazil. I don't know what it is that people are getting high on. Like, you see people that are like straight zombies. There was this girl that's like knocking her head against the bus window, like a municipal bus window, and like crack, you hear like her head like cracking and the glasses breaks a little, but her head is like, she had to have a severe concussion, like breaking her skull. She's like just smashing it against this bus as hard as she can.
Yeah, crazy.
And like crazy
Jesus
zombie fucking people. I'm like, dude, this is
drugs.
Yeah, I'm like, man, listen, I've done a lot of drugs, I'd get fucked up.
I never had no shit.
Yeah.
That would do that.
I've never seen someone like that and be like, I gotta
try
that.
Where'd you get that?
Yeah. Give me some of that.
I think your guy got one more?
Yeah. Like, these people are nuts, man.
I don't know what desires people to want to try things that would make them react
to,
like,
right? Yeah, I like getting fucked up, but not that fucked up. So, yeah, they need to get a call an exorcist over there.
No, yeah, yeah, that sounds more like she was possessed.
People are.
Because I watch a lot of paranormal stuff. And I love Supernatural, and the demon's eyes are black on Supernatural.
You believe in ghosts?
I do.
Yeah?
I do.
Yeah. I didn't necessarily until I lived in my last house, and it was fucking for sure haunted, dude.
Really?
Shit used to, yeah, there were ghosts in my basement.
I've actually been seeing and hearing a lot of shit lately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's. It's
my apartment's haunted.
Your apartment?
My apartment?
Sophie, an apartment.
When I get drunk, I can't say apartment for some reason.
It's just apartment. It's just apartment.
Just apartment.
I need to take a look in your apartment. So the 12-year-old is the one who saved the day, by the way.
He was
so
a good shot.
The dad fired his 39 warning shots, ran out of bullets, so the family just started throwing shit at this lady.
So he just couldn't hit her. Mm-hmm. You don't fire all your bullets as warning shots. That doesn't happen. This guy needs to spend some time at the range.
If it was a black lady, she would have been dead.
Yeah.
Dude. So this kid grabbed a wrench and shoved it into the lady's neck. Is
dude,
basically how the story
that
ended.
Dope as fuck.
Yeah,
like
seriously, that's like
sharp.
Yeah, dude. This is, how old was the kid?
12.
That kid's baller, dude. That kid,
yeah, yeah.
That kid's slaying pussy right now.
No,
like
seriously.
That kid's fucking murdering high school pussy right.
Well, he will be. He's 12. So
he's gonna skip high school and go straight to college.
Yeah, he's fucking killing.
If he's fucking high schoolers. He's still is
I like
not in
kid.
A good family.
I want to meet this guy.
Yeah. I like the cut of this kid's jib. Get him on Dr. Phil.
You
fuck.
You don't even need a priest. Just call that guy
yeah.
over.
He just rocks in and jamming fucking wrenches in people's throats.
No,
that's
no,
amazing.
Don't call John Constantine this time. Just call
yeah.
that 12-year-old dude. Call little Billy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right. What time is it? 8:10?
8:10.
Maybe we should dip out. I think we're going to call it a night, guys. We got it. We're going to go catch the comedy show here. Sophie, you going with us? You coming?
Who?
Buzz, Lucas, Harry, Folger, Josh? It's on your way
yeah.
to the Valley.
Okay.
You where got, is it at?
It's on Thor by the Fred Meyer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So... all right, let's see. Guys, as for me, tomorrow night I will be in Osborne, Idaho with Adam Kessler at the Osborne Bar. I will be in Shooters back in Lewiston on Friday. And next Monday I will be at the 219 in Sandpoint. So come check out that show. It's going to be a great show. Let's see. And as for Devin, come check him out at the he's at the Spokane Comedy Club all around all the time, working on his craft. And you're going to see him in a Social Hour comedy sketch soon.
And I'll hopefully come back to the Social Hour podcast.
Yeah, we'll get you back on again
well.
Soon. We'll do it when we get the whole crew. And do it again
yeah.
soon. All right, guys. Devin, why don't you shout out where people can find you, social media, anything like that, if they want to follow you?
If you want to fuck with me on Facebook, my name is Devin Youngstar Christian on Facebook, Instagram, YS_253. Twitter, I believe my name is Jumpman23, or my handle is like Ambitious407X or some weird shit.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
You can find it. All
yeah,
right.
You'll be able to find me.
All right, guys. So for the Social Hour, I am Deese. And for Devin and Sophie, thank you very much, guys. And
thanks for having me.
You bet, man. We'll get you back soon. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to New Edition, Cookie from Empire, Girls Named Madison, The State of Maine, Chris Army, Grey's Anatomy, People Who've Seen Me Have Sex, and everyone high on PCP. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week. I know your stepdad's been taking a swing at that. Let me take a hit. Thank you.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!